Hey, writing teachers, today let's talk mentor texts. What are they and where do you find them? Welcome to the Workshop Teacher Podcast, a podcast for teachers who are interested in trying workshop in their classrooms and teachers who are obsessed with it, like me. Hey everyone, today I want to talk about places to find mentor texts and what mentor texts even are. The phrase mentor text is pretty new. Ralph Fletcher, a guru in the writing instruction world, defines mentor text as any writing that you can learn from. I think this definition is so satisfying because it opens up this whole new world of writing to us. I think a lot of times teachers make things more complicated than they need to be, including me. And really, mentor texts are any text that exemplify the type of writing that your student is about to do. So that kind of brings me to this other term, writing sample. Are writing samples mentor text? In my opinion, yes, they are. Mentor text can be any text. It can be written by your students. It can be written by you. It can be written by a professional. It can be just a short little paragraph from a book, a magazine, a newspaper. These are all places that you can find mentor texts. And everything that I talk about today is on my website, and I'm actually looking at it right now, and there is a post. It's called Places to Find Mentor Texts You May Not Have Thought Of. The first place is student writing. I think it's one of the best places to find mentor texts because it really makes students feel awesome when you say, hey, your writing is stellar. I would really love to be able to share it with my classes next year. And you can say, I can take your name off if you want, or I would love to use your name, and just put the ball in their court. Let them decide if they would like to let you use their writing or not. I would never use their writing to critique or point out errors in front of the class. Just always ask for permission. Another place that you can find mentor text is your own writing. This is probably the most challenging option, but it's also the most powerful because you get a peek into the obstacles that your students are facing when writing. Another important thing to consider is when you write what you expect your students to write, you'll have pieces of writing, like if you write a narrative, information article, an argumentative piece, you'll have those for years to come. You only have to write them once. On this blog post that I referred to earlier at amandarightnow.com, you'll find some of my writing that I use year after year after year with my students. There's a personal narrative called Out of Bounds. It's a story about my husband and I going out of bounds when we went skiing. It was a horrible experience, but a very good story. And so you'll find a link to that. You'll also find a link to one of my informational articles that is on amandarightnow.com. I share that, my website, with my students, and I use my own writing from my website to teach my students how to write informational articles online. You'll also find an argumentative writing article that I wrote about violent video games. And actually, it's not so negative about violent video games. You'd think a teacher would be kind of negative towards violent video games, but I've actually played some that are pretty fun and I'm not very violent. So you'll be surprised by that one. Another type of mentor text that you can use or writing sample is fiction books. If you're an English teacher, most likely you are also an avid reader. If you aren't, that's okay too. You can still try this. While you're reading your favorite book, mark places that exemplify the skills you want your students to produce in their narratives, their memoirs, their fictional short stories. Places that use interesting dialogue, places that describe settings and characters in just beautiful descriptive ways. Anything, mark anything, just read like you're a writing teacher. Nonfiction books are also a place you can find mentor text when students are writing informationally. Even if they aren't writing entire books, parts of nonfiction books can be used to show students how to write informationally. Students can learn about organizational structures such as compare and contrast, bulleted lists, heading and subheadings from nonfiction books. They can learn how to interest readers while also providing facts, because information writing doesn't have to just be fact, fact, fact. There are so many writing skills that can be taught through nonfiction books. I also have a huge vocabulary list that you can look at on my website with informational words that you can teach, and you can use each word and teach a mini lesson about each word. Another source for mentor texts is curriculum books. And I love The Units of Study by Lucy Calkins, The Reading and Writing Project. And they always come with a CD, and that CD is gold. Look at that CD, people, if you use The Units of Study. I also recently bought a book called The Quick Write Handbook, and I love it. There are over 100 mentor texts for teachers to jumpstart students' writing. Magazines are another source for learning about information writing. They're just like nonfiction books, except they have like photos and captions. And you can teach like persuasive appeals of ethos, logos, and pathos through the advertisements in magazines. Newspapers are a wonderful place to find informational and argumentative writing samples. I have a New York Times online subscription. It's only $4 a month, and I think it's so worth it. Websites. So my website, amandarightnow.com, has a bunch of posts that list my favorite websites to get mentor text. So I have an article called The Best Places to Find Mentor Text Online. So click that link. I have middle school mentor text by genre. So every genre, I put my favorite mentor text and links to those mentor texts. Podcasts can also be a great option. It's kind of surprising, right? Podcasts, mentor text, but they are wonderful, engaging places in the form of audio. Podcasts have like storytelling. They have description. They build tension. They have humor, transitions, organizational structures. So I have a link to 21 of the best podcasts for kids and a link to types of storytelling podcasts that you can use with your students. But how would you use a podcast as a mentor text? First, you would listen to an episode to make sure that, you know, it's school appropriate and everything, and that you think your students would enjoy it. And then listen with pen and paper in hand and write down writing skills you think students could use from that episode. You can write down all sorts of writing skills. Like I said, podcasts are full of them. TED Talks is another kind of surprising place to get mentor text. Just like podcasts, TED Talks are transcribed. If your students are giving speeches, then you should definitely consider checking out these. I have three links to my favorite TED Talks to show students, and they're really short. And so you can copy and paste the transcription and then put it in a Google Doc and then print it for your students so they can analyze it. But show the TED Talk first, just like the podcast. Listen to it first all the way through before you start like going and analyzing it. So one of my favorite TED Talks is called How to Start a Movement. It's really awesome. Try Something New for 30 Days and The Best Gift I Ever Survived. Those are all really great TED Talks. And there's so many good short TED Talks to show students. It's an unconventional place to find to use as a mentor text. So how would you use a video as a mentor text? So like I said before, you would print the transcript. It's just right underneath the TED Talk. You'll find three different links underneath the actual video. The links say details, transcript, comments. So just click transcripts, and it's actually clickable. So you can like click it and the video will play right where that part is that you clicked. So copy and paste it. And then, so watch the whole thing. And then afterwards, go back and talk about like, what did this speaker do to hook their audience? What did the speaker do when they were sharing facts and statistics? What did the speaker do to make their audience laugh? Things like that. So there are two very important things that I want you to take away from this episode. The first one is mentor text and writing samples are pretty much the same thing, and mentor text can be found everywhere. There are many obvious places to find mentor texts. Go ahead and visit this blog post. If you go to amandarightnow.com and click podcast, you will see all of the links that I referred to, including some of my favorite resources, how to use mentor text, best places online to find mentor text, and middle school mentor text by genre. Okay, before I end today, I just want to talk about one more thing, and it involves my closed Facebook group. I am going live every Thursday from now until I don't know when, until people get tired of seeing my face talking about all things writing and reading workshop. So if you want to join the group, go to amandarightnow.com and scroll to the middle of the page, and there's a button and it says join the community. I'd love to see you, to get to know you, and to just interact with you more. So go over to amandarightnow.com and join.